Is there some good news today regarding some of the technology or the efforts that you've discovered regarding what we can do to preserve our form and function as we age?
Well, there's good news and there's bad news. The bad news is that the bulk of medical science is still going in the direction of 20th century medicine. And that is really inventing a better and better buggy whip. Molecular medicine really started in early 2000s, and pretty much everything before that we can throw away. Now, I know, of course, that certain things are very important for certain people, like, for instance, receiving a kidney transplant or a liver transplant or getting a serious wound stitched up and that sort of thing. They are still, obviously, we continue to do those things. But that form of medicine is so crude, it beggars description when you look at it from the point of view of molecular medicine of the 21st century. In this century, probably during our lifetimes, Corey, we will be able to grow new kidneys, new livers, new eyes, a lot of new things, because we understand the molecular system. In fact, it's already being done, and I could spend a lot of time just talking about that. But it's the same with aging. Up till the turn of the century, there were a large number of people who are looking at the classical chemical view of aging, and that is no longer current. So I would say 90% of everything that's out there now for sale has been built on the classical view of chemistry. And the classical view of chemistry we know now is so crude that we really shouldn't be bothered with it anymore.